giving Marcus a scoring help this year, period. So one more time.
How much is there a focus of giving Marcus a scoring help this year, finding other go-to guys besides that one go-to guy?
Well, you know, we got lucky last year with, you know, teams not really expecting Marcus to be that much of a scorer early on. So, you know, with like any other team, we're going to have scouting reports and they're going to have film and all that stuff. They're going to know who Marcus is and everything. So the more scoring help we can give from the wings, from the you know, the big spot, the better we'll be off.
Is that just like a mentality switch for whoever that would be? Someone knows they have to go after their own stuff?
I mean, not necessarily go after their own stuff, but be more assertive, like you said, with the offense. A lot of guys last year were more conscious of the shots they wanted to take. And Marcus kind of had to pick up the slack because guys were kind of afraid, you know what I'm saying, to take the shots. And, you know, this year, I feel like if there's more scoring, you know, more opportunities to score because Marcus's opportunities are being taken away from other teams, if we can capitalize on that, it'll open Marcus's scoring back up and make us that much better.
So over the summer, is that just yelling at guys to take shots?
Not at all.
How does it develop over the summer, I guess? You know what I mean?
It's mental. It's mental. It's like, you know, in the summer, you know, guys are in the gym, you know, working on the game and stuff, but, you know, pick up games we play. Guys aren't, you know, afraid to take shots. It's right. Pick up. You know, you don't have coaching here yelling at you. You don't have, you know, 30,000 people watching or anything like that. So it's just, you know, preparing in practice, taking those, you know, the shots that you know you can take, you know you can make. And, you know, once the game start, you know, implementing that right away, not waiting until, you know, halfway into the season to get comfortable.
Over the summer, you talked about, you know, you've been working on your shot some, extending your range and everything. How do you feel, you know, just confidence-wise, just with your shot right now?
I feel great. I feel like I can knock anything down, you know, that's, you know, within my range right now. I feel like I've extended it out to the three-point. I feel a lot more comfortable, you know, working with Coach Davis. It's just going to be, you know, wait till the games roll around to see how you know, I can implement it in the game.
Are there two extremes of like guys like you and Theo who are maybe known for doing a lot of things? Maybe jump shooting isn't the first thing we name. In terms of helping in that area or just contributing in those other areas where you really good?
You know, one thing I focused on is, you know, while I'm out here, you know, working on my, you know, three-point range and everything, I'm not forgetting other things I can do and what I do well. You know, for instance, like Coach would say, you know, the first thing that comes to mind when you say JP Tokoto is not a shooter, it's, you know, dunker, rebounder, defender. So, you know, while I was working on, you know, shooting and everything, when we started to play pickup, I was still doing those things and adding shooting as, you know, another weapon in the repertoire. So just kind of working on all aspects of my game, not forgetting, you know, about the rebounding, about the dunking, and all that.
How familiar are you with, like, the history of boys' best teams in terms of being a really good point guard, good front court?
I know a little bit.
Does this have the feel of like a typical really good?
It definitely does. You know, we said last year that we had the tools, you know, be a great team. And, we had our great wins and we had our very bad losses. So, you know, like I said last year, I believe, you know, we still have the tools, you know, even better this year. But it all comes down to how we implement it in the game and how we use it and, you know, how hard we're going to play and, you know, how mentally strong we're going to be when we, you know, we're down to, you know, UAB or, you know, down to Belmont or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be a only time will tell kind of thing.
With the front court, where do you see really consistent scoring coming from? Kind of the advice?
I mean, I don't see them losing any touch. So, you know, Kennedy lost a lot of weight, which has made him quicker. You know, he gets up and down the floor. He's still making solid moves, you know, down low. And Joel has made, you know, leaps and bounds onto his offensive game and his confidence and just, you know, his overall footwork. And, you know, everybody's making improvements. Desmond's done the same thing, you know, surprised a lot of people. He's been more active around the rim defensively, offensively. Bryce has always been a scorer, been able to shoot, so we're looking for him. You know, he's gained some weight, so everybody's thinking he's lost a step, but I think he still has it. So, you know, we'll see. It'll be interesting to see where it comes from, but we know we have it.
To have three freshmen, they're all pretty perimeter based. I mean, Justin could probably play a three or a four. Mm-hmm. What does that do to the competition? Where last year you didn't really have as many, just even bodies
right
on the perimeter to, you know, really push each other.
Teams really only had to worry about one wing. You know, a true wing, which was me, you know, at the three spot. Or, you know, we had Isaiah who could, you know, play the three and the four, which was great for us. But, you know, having, like, you know, Justin and Joel. Joel played the two and the one, but Justin and Theo, I'm sorry, I forgot his name. Justin and Theo, it'll create, you know, matchup problems because you have Justin, for example, 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", can, you know, play down low, can play post, he can play outside on the wing, can drive. Theo's the same way, so it'll just be interesting.
Theo's a guy that's been built as a pretty good defensive player. I think Rose compared to Jack Emanuel, you're a guy that does that as well. What have you seen out of him as a defender, and what have you kind of tried to help him along with the defense?
I haven't really had to help him at all. You know, I mean, I've given a few, you know, pointers here and there. Same thing with Justin in practice, just kind of helping them through everything in the transition. But I mean, you know, they're coming right along with us, and I mean, he'll be just fine as a freshman. Everybody's gonna go through their freshman roles, but I expect them to, you know, they're smart, intelligent players, so I feel like they'll figure it out kind of sooner than I did.
How do you guys feel about the potential to have him? That could be two really good defenders with you and him both on the wing. I mean, that's kind of rare in college basketball these days. You know, is that something you guys are excited about, being able to play that way?
Definitely. You know, he's a wiry, strong, you know, wiry kind of strong guy. So, you know, he's only 190 plus, but he uses his weight. He knows how to, and, you know, getting on the offensive boards, getting on defensive boards, he's really good at that. And, you know, getting it off the board like I do and just pushing up the floor. So having two guys on the same team on the floor that can do that, it's going to be well for us.